What is going on, you guys? I'm your host, Stacy Cole Morgan, and you are listening to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast here on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Good Pod HQ, or wherever you find your preferred podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about the Call of Duty League with a lot of roster changes that are happening right now during the intermission from the Major 2 tournament going into the Major 3 online qualifiers. And also, guys, we are talking about some breaking news with the Atlanta Falcons and their offseason moves moving forward. So that ain't for a delay, let's go to get straight into today's action.
The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
Welcome to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Stacy Cole Morgan. Here on the Morgan Man Sports Podcast, we talk Atlanta Falcons news, pregame predictions, and all other news surrounding the Atlanta Falcons.
Touchdown, Atlanta!
Also on the podcast, we talk Call of Duty League esports covering roster mania, major predictions, COD champs, player trades, and much more to get you ready for every single CDL weekend.
Scuff goes through, and Scuff says, wins the 101 in Optic with the reverse sweep.
If that sounds good with you, put on your Falcons jersey, grab your gaming headset, and let's get the show started. Guys, so we are kicking things off with the Call of Duty League right here, and let me tell you, this is juicy right here. So to kick things off, we got the Minnesota Rocker announcing that Vivit is a free agent. Definitely, I've seen this move coming right here, but it was just a matter of when was this move going to happen, and apparently it's took just to the Major 2 tournament to make that change for the Minnesota Rocker. Gunless calls out ARs in the Call of Duty League. And do you agree with Gunless? This is his tweet right here, or X post, whatever you want to call it. And I quote, "This shit is so fucking hysterical that like 90% of the ARs in the league actually fucking suck and wouldn't even win in an event in challengers, let alone the fucking league. But I've done both. Shit's not even about skill anymore. It's about how good of a cock you can suck." Wow. So Gunless definitely went off on that right there. I kind of disagree with the argument right there. I mean, it really takes skill with AR. I mean, with Call of Duty kind of going towards that more realistic approach, mixed in with that arcade style, is very hard in the AR circumstance to really get some kills or just impressive kills overall. And for you to be at a long distance, it's very challenging. It really is. I kind of disagree with Gunless, but see, this is why Gunless is not in the competitive scene no more, or at least in the pro scene. He's still in challengers, but he's just not in the pro scene. I kind of disagree with him, but guys, what do you think? Do you think the ARs in this game is just absolute just dog shit? Or do you think Gunless is just not happy that he's in the pro scene no more? Next up is breaking. Illy and Standy are planned to replace Awakening and Vivid on the Minnesota Rocker. Definitely this could be a huge change for the Minnesota Rocker in a good way. Definitely I wouldn't replace Awakening just right yet. Now of course we know Vivid. Of course, he's gone, but Awakening, I think you should build around him. He's definitely got a great IQ for a Call of Duty League player. His gun style is very great. Again, his IQ is right there. He knows where the spawns are at, etc., etc. So, of course, get rid of Vivid, but plan around Awakening. Get him around at least Illy, or put Standy near him. I would say Illy more so than Standy, but I'm not the one making these decisions here. Now going on a little bit into the Boston Breach right here, Josh, J-O-S-H-H, is no longer an assistant coach for the Boston Breach per the Boston Breach team. Slasher has been released from the Boston Breach per the team, and also as well as Sim. A Sim, people. has been released from the Boston Bridge. Slasher and the community is definitely hitting him pretty hard. But I don't think Slasher's fell off that much. I think he was a key piece of why the Boston Breach needed to win a lot of things. Him and Priesta definitely did make a lot of good connections. But for a sim to be released, though, that's the kicking point for me. Like, why would you release, really, arguably, your two best players? I would let go of Priesta before I would a sim or Slasher. Because these two right here, they are gunners. They're top G's in the Call of Duty League right now. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say like they're up there with the Tiny Terrors or, you know, Dashy or, you know, whoever. But Slasher and the Sim, guys, them two players are just tremendously in a league of their own. And for them to get released by Boston, this is why Boston is not going to make champs this year. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. So that's really a lot of the news right here. We can also talk about Slack. We can definitely talk about Slack and his comments for CDL coaches. This is his quote. "If you have zero experience, how are you telling me what to do?" Slack said that on stream. Now, do you agree with that statement? I personally don't agree with it myself. Because it's just like if you ask one of the NBA coaches to square up against LeBron and he's got to score 20 points. And if he don't, you know, get the hell out of my league because why are you coaching? It's totally different. The coaches are there to pinpoint something that they see that you didn't see. And yes, they have experience playing regardless of any sport, but we're staying in the Call of Duty League here. Yes, these players or coaches have played before, and they know what it's like to win. So moving forward, like the reference I said, if you're going to ask one of the coaches to square up against LeBron James to score 20 points, and if you don't, get the fuck out, that's just stupid. Because the coach can still teach LeBron James something or a time or two. So it's ridiculous of what Slack even said right there about coaches in the Call of Duty League, because again, they see certain things that the players don't. Simp and Abizi, they're being coached by James Crowder, and James Crowder is a 4-time champion in his own respect, or 10-time, whatever. But it's way up there. It really is. And for him to being a coach for the Tiny Terrors, where Simp and Abizi combined together, have 4 championships. And I'm talking about like world championships, like, the, you know, getting the damn ring. You know, he's able to pinpoint those certain things that they're not seeing. And he's telling them, okay, you need to work on this. And if you do that, you're going to be better. Plain and simple. And he's going to be able to teach them certain routes, certain techniques to get across the map quicker, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, I just don't like the statement of, if you have zero experience, then, you know, why are you telling me what to do? So really, that's really all the updated Call of Duty League news that I can talk about right now as of April 1st, 2024 at 5:04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this past Monday here when you are listening to this podcast. So now let's head on over to the Atlanta Falcons side of things and starting off, guys. Taylor Heinicke remains with the Atlanta Falcons, but in doing so, he is taking a decrease in pay. According to roster management system, Heinicke took a pay cut recently from the expected $5 million base salary in 2024 to $1.21 million. His $1.32 million roster bonus, which was due just after the league year began last month, was instead classified as a signing bonus. His $40,000 per game active roster bonus was also removed from his contract. The reduction in the deal lowers Heinicke's cap number from $8.96 million to just $4.53 million, including a cash value of $2.53 million. If the Falcons were to release him at this point, he would cost $3.32 million in dead money, with only a cap saving and $1.21 million. So definitely Heinicke is going to be a backup right here for Kirk Cousins going into the season. And I would imagine Logan Woodside definitely needs to compete. I think Logan Woodside definitely needs to be that second string quarterback. So basically the backup to Kirk Cousins. I think so personally, but with the veteran experience, I think Heineken's definitely going to win it. But definitely give Logan Woodside a chance, guys. If you are the Atlanta Falcons front office, listen to this podcast right here. Give Logan Woodside a chance, guys. He definitely showcased a lot of strengths during his preseason debuts. You know, behind, you know, Desmond Ridder, you know, Marcus Mariota whenever he was here just 2 years ago, and also forward. So again, give him a chance, guys. It'll be worth it, I think, personally. So this past Tuesday right here, the final segment in today's podcast right here, guys, the Falcons, Chargers, and Commanders open offseason programs. And again, this was this past Tuesday. Tuesday is officially the day to attack the day with enthusiasm unknown to mankind. Yes, that's when Jim Harbaugh officially returns to the NFL. More specifically, that's when the Chargers and two other teams, aka the Falcons Commanders, did launch their offseason programs. They're the only three opening teams with the earliest possible date to start doing some practices. The Panthers, Patriots, Seahawks, and Titans will open up this coming Monday, April 8th, while everyone else in the NFL will open up on April 15th. The offseason program has three phases. It accumulates in multiple weeks of organized team activities, OTAs for short, along with mandatory minicamp. Some teams will choose to cut their sessions short. Everything but the mandatory minicamp is voluntary. Plenty of players have workout bonuses aimed at getting them to volunteer to show up. Attacking a day with enthusiasm is unknown to mankind remains optional. And that is an article from NBCSports.com, aka for Pro Football Talk. They're kind of like hosts for NFL Talk right there. But yes, guys, so definitely we're getting some football updates finally in some drama. So definitely this is a lot quicker than what I imagined. Usually April, like early April right here, is kind of dry up until the draft. But then once the draft happens, guys, it is going to be a dry season for a long time. May and June. So, I mean, it's going to be 2 months where we're really going to have to, like, as content creators, going to really come up with something for podcast ideas. So definitely stick with your boy here. Give him a like, aka me, for, you know, continuing to try to talk Falcons and Call of Duty League side of things. And guys, I am working on something right now. I know I'm not as active as I should be on the social media platforms, and that is my bad right there. I do let life get in the way of certain things like work and going to the gym, which going to the gym is very healthy. Don't ever let that discourage you or even myself. I need that little pep talk myself. But anyways, I am working on a weekly content calendar right here. And it's going to be nice. I think what I'm going to do is release it or like start going by this weekly content calendar probably next week, next Friday, or just the following Monday. So that way I can fall right in line with things. And of course, you guys will be updated via Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, on when this will go live for the weekly content social media calendar. But definitely want to get more interactive with you guys on the social platforms and growing the audience and sharing this thing around. Because guys, we are on a roll with the downloads this year so far. We're up to near what now? Almost 80,000 total downloads on the podcast. 80,000 total downloads on the podcast. It's been an absolute ride so far through the Belly Up Sports program. A lot of things are coming through them, through my podcast as well. Hopefully, your boy, keeping fingers crossed, will be able to get access to the NFL training camp site for the Atlanta Falcons in July and be there all week reporting through the Belly Up Sports Media Network and through Morgan Man Sports to give you guys the up-to-date latest coverage on Falcons training camp going into the preseason. But guys, I sure hope you did enjoy it. If you did, make sure to like button wherever you are listening from, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your preferred podcasts. But until then, guys, I, Kim Morgan, we'll catch you all later. Peace.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name. And we're still here.